Hello, you're listening to All One Word, and this is my recording for the Liebster Award. So what is the Liebster Award? Well, it's all about discovering new blogs. Now, there's two things about this. But first of all, I'd like to thank Phil Sorrell, who's at Daylight Gambler on all good social networks, for nominating me for the Liebster Award. Phil has a blog. Now, I don't have a blog, but Phil very kindly kind of thought outside the box and being an audio booer, thought that audio boos come into voice blogging, which, you know, to be fair, is a good consideration. I don't think I really consider myself to be a voice blogger, but, you know, I do. I tell people about things or narrate about things, and I have developed a following, so ergo I suppose I am voice blogging, so I quite enjoy that. And I don't write things down. I don't have a typed blog on the internet or wherever, because I just haven't got time. It's as simple as that. I'm a type of person that when I sit down to type something, I'll type it as best I can straight away, but I'll read through it two or three or four times, and each time I'll invariably change it. So if I was to do that with a type blog, I'd be there all night. I really would. So voice blogging, I kind of fire from the hip. Nothing is really premeditated or pre-planned, other than sometimes I decide that I'm going to talk about a certain thing, and then I'll hit the record button and go for it. So I'm recording this for those who are listening, who are listening to me maybe for the first time, or you've maybe heard of me and thought, oh, he does this audio boo thing, what's that all about? I record audio boos through the audio boo app on my iPhone 5s, and also we've got an iPad mini in the house, and also you can record directly into Audio Boo on the internet website. So they've got their software built into their website. But predominantly I use Bostock Studio to record my audio boos and then send them off either via Boom, what they call Boomail, which is it attaches your audio recording to an email, anything up to about 20 megabytes, I think, yeah, and then emails it off to a specific email account within Audio Boo for me. Or, you know, sometimes I connect my phone to the computer and drag the recording out of iTunes, and then upload it that way to Audio Boo. So yeah, that's the long and the short of it. So what's all this about then? So the Liebster Award, Phil, who you should follow, incidentally, if you're new to audio blogging or new to Audio Boo, or certainly via this recording. Go and listen to Phil on Audio Boo, and there's hundreds of us out there on Audio Boo, and there are other platforms to record things through, of course. But Phil is into the outdoors. He has created and maintains ShareYourAdventure.com. So if you're into hiking, ShareYourAdventure.com is a useful tool to have in your toolbox to record your walks, upload them live or post-walk, hike, swim, drive, whatever you're doing, and it'll show your route on a Google map or an OS map or another map, really. I think it's just those two, Phil, isn't it? Anyway, so thanks to Phil, and I've just sold his little product there. So go and check that out. So the Liebster Award, getting back to it. So it's all about essentially discovering new blogs. And the idea of it is that I answer the questions that Phil has posed, and then nominate a minimum of 5 bloggers to answer questions that I pose. And I also have to put 11 random facts in there. So it's 11 questions I've got to answer that Phil has asked, 11 random facts, and then ask a minimum of 5 other bloggers 11 questions that I have put together. Okay, so getting to it then. Phil has asked these questions. First of all, what is your most treasured bit of kit? Okay. Good point. I'd probably think it was my phone. I probably think it is, actually. And it's, I say it's my phone because, you know, I can do, and I do a lot of things on it. You know, I record these audio bills, but sometimes I might make a phone call. One of those rarities on a smartphone these days. Texting, checking the internet, using it for navigation, whether it's the map apps that you can get, or whether it's shareyouradventure.com to track my route, and also to send GPS beacons up into the ether for others to track me. Notes, I write little notes to myself, use the diary a lot, the reminders, email. Now that I'm a sort of well-embedded school governor, I rely on email more than anything else to communicate with the other governors and school staff. So I'm going to say my phone. And also it's a massive source of entertainment, in as much as listening to and recording audio boos and watching Netflix. I'm a big fan of Netflix and also YouTube. So, you know, I can watch those on my phone. And films, of course, you know, I stick films on there. So I am actually going to say my phone. Second question, where is your favourite place outdoors? Okay, so I've lived in a lot of places. You know, I've lived in a few places in the UK. I've lived in Cyprus. Where else have I lived? We've lived in Germany. And I've visited a lot of places as well through work. So, but where's my favourite place outdoors? Right. Okay. Well, let's just cut right to it. And I have many, many favourite places. If I keep it to where I am living right now, we've got a hill that's behind us here. It's called Beacon Hill. It's also half of it is also called Kiwi Hill because it's got a big. A big kiwi in white stones on the side of the hill. But the Beacon Hill side of it, which is the kind of western end, I really enjoy that. There's a trig point on the top, and from the trig point, you can see the A303 going down towards Stonehenge and looking kind of north, on the north side of the hill, can see across all of Salisbury Plain. So that's my favourite place here, as where I'm living now. My wife was looking at me funny. She says, that's so boring. Is it boring? It's boring. She's nodding, going, you lunatic. But I don't, you know, I've got many favourite places. Too many to mention, so I'll just keep it for that.
Where's your favourite place at home?
At home? At my parents? Mm-hmm. Or my hometown? You see, again, in my hometown, you know, we had Swallowship, where I used to go all the time. Fellside, you know. When we used to go up Fellside as kids, you could see over all of the town of Hexham. So I've got lots of favourite places because I've been to a lot of places. It's quite hard to narrow that down. So I'll just keep it to that. Question number 3. Who is your favourite person or people to walk with? Okay. Who is my favourite person or people to walk with? Well, I've walked with many people, really. You know, it would be wrong for me to say one particular person, I think. And I know the context in which Phil is asking this question, of course. But I'm actually going to say my wife. Well, it's not just because you sat there, no, but I think because my wife and I have become quite very close over the last, definitely the last 3 years. And we just celebrated our 11th wedding anniversary on at the weekend. So I'm going to say Sarah, my wife, is my favourite person. Next, what is your favourite walk? Oh, my life. Well, I've been to many places, so... are you going to give me an idea? You're giving me that look.
No, because that would be putting ideas in your head.
My favourite walk.
What's the one you've enjoyed the most?
Yeah, do you know something? I actually want to bend that a bit to what I enjoyed the most, because I don't think I've done a walk enough times to make it my favourite one. You know, I think I've...
Do them more than once.
No, I'm one of these people, I'm a bit of a fire and forget person, so once I've done it, it's kind of, right, I've ticked that box, move on to the next one. So I'm going to say, one of the ones that I've really enjoyed in the past was Llantynny Priory in Wales. We camped in Llantynny Priory, walked up Balbach, or Belbach, I can't remember how it's spelt or pronounced. Walked along the top, past the dam, down into Capley Finn, and then up onto Offa's Dyke, and then along Offa's Dyke, and back down to Llantynny Priory. I think that's my that's the one I'm going to say was my favourite. On that particular day, we had four seasons in one day, including snow and sleet. It was the 4th till the 6th of May we were there, I think it was, 2012. And yeah, I think that was a good one. But I've enjoyed, you know, I enjoyed doing the 10, not the, you know, I enjoyed doing the 10 and 10, yes, definitely. But I enjoyed doing the Oxfam's Trail Trekker, which was 100 kilometres in 30 hours. I enjoyed doing that. I wouldn't say it was my favourite, but yeah, so I'm going to stick to Llantynny Priory. Okay, next. Outdoor swimming. Not a chance, or yes, please. Yes, definitely. I've done it a few times when I was a kid, up at Swallowship in Hexhamshire. What first encouraged you to get outdoors is question number 6. Easy. Easy one. Right. My dad has been involved in the scouting movement for nearly 50 years now. And ever since I can remember, he took me with him wherever he went. And he taught me a lot of things, bushcraft and shelters and, you know, tents, cooking. So that was, it wasn't really an encouragement as such. It was a kind of, I don't want to say a way of life, but it was always there. It was always there for me. I was always in the outdoors, always away with my dad on scout camps and scouting things ever since, you know, probably 3 years old. So I'm good. That's that one. Number 7, why audio? Okay, so exactly for the reason that I mentioned at the start. It's easier for me just to hit record and go. I feel confident enough to talk and describe kind of when I'm a bit more, well, I don't want to say when I'm a bit more focused, but I just find it easier just to hit the record button. And also... what you can do is you can make... Some people don't like it. I've had a lot of interaction with people who listen to me on Audioboo who said, we don't like you playing music whilst you talk. They just like listening to me talk. However, we can also play music. So there's some music starting to play in the background now. So I like audio because it's just easy just to hit record and talk. And then if I need to correct myself, it's, you know, it's half a second or 2 seconds, where if I'm typing, you know, I could be there thinking about a word or click into a thesaurus to find a better word. And it'll be there for, you know, a minute or 2 minutes just to make a sentence better. So that's the reason why. Question number 8. In question number 8, Phil asks, if money was no object, what item of kit would you buy? A what? A motorhome. Well, you know, I was listening to Adrian Wick's responses this morning, and Adrian says a camper van. Now, Adrian, for those who are... I don't think anybody would be aware, but Adrian and I have been talking about camper vans for a while, months and months now. I've desperately wanted one for a while, but they're quite expensive. Now, over the past couple of weeks, my wife and I, Sarah and I, have been talking about getting one. They're very expensive, but, you know, it's something that we would definitely put to good use, because our family, you know, we're up and about all the time. All our friends always comment, and people who I work with comment about our trips away and our adventures. And having a motor... I don't want to say camper van, I'm going to say motorhome. I think there is a difference. I think a motorhome is something a bit more luxurious than a camper van. I'm hoping that Phil, of course, is accepting of the you know, my kind of context for this question, and not to copy Adrian, who's at TurboStream on all those good social networks. I'm actually going to say a motorhome, for the reasons that I've said, really. So we can increase the kind of distance that we travel on a weekend, perhaps, to seek out new adventures, go to new places. It sounds like Star Trek, that, doesn't it? And certainly I've been up quite late the past two nights looking at motorhomes, specifically American RVs, and doing a lot of research on them in their entirety. So yeah, motorhome. Number nine. What three things would you want with... what three things... you see, I'm going to talk, I'm not reading. What three things would you want with you if stranded on a desert island? Right, okay. So, talking about a hierarchy of needs now, comes to mind. So, you need... ultimately, shelter, heat in the form of fire, and a food source. So, I'm thinking some kind of shelter. Now, whether that's a shelter sheet or a tarp, something like that, or a tent. But I'm gonna kind of bracket all of that into shelter. Then we talk about fire. So, one of the things that I've been watching recently are a lot of survivally type dudes, specifically starting fire and the pains that they have to go through to start a fire without any, you know, any materials that they might have taken into the situation with them. So, you know, something to cause fire. Now, if we're talking about a gas lighter, then, well, a very big gas lighter, or a gas lighter that has a lot of gas, or some other kind of lighter with a lot of fuel with it, or a fire steel perhaps. And invariably, one of the things that you need most is, I suppose, a knife, because a knife is a bit of an all-rounder, really. So I'm going to say a shelter, something that causes fire, like a lighter or a fire steel, something like that, and also a knife. Question 10. What is your next planned adventure, big or small? Oh. Planned adventure. Planned in the sense of already booked and paid for, or planned as in planned in my mind? Okay, so part A, planned as in booked and paid for. Well, we actually haven't got anything squared away for our summer holiday yet, have we? Not in concrete, not set in stone. Adrian and I are looking at going on an organised walk in Birmingham in September. That's all but booked. That's about as far as planned can go at the minute. But planned adventure in my mind would be motorhome, because I can't really stop thinking about it at the minute. It's really, really a subject on my mind. So,
I'm going to get some walking in Yorkshire then.
Oh, I tell you what we are going to do. We're either going to do the Yorkshire Three Peaks and or we're going to do Ben Nevis, aren't we?
Yeah, see how tomorrow is after the week off.
Yeah, and then it's just a case of finding the right time in the summer holidays to do that. And so one of those two we're definitely going to do. Now, if the Yorkshire Three Peaks includes the alternate Yorkshire Three Peaks, then we'll do that, which is a little bit shorter.
But I'm only going to do that one if it's organised.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Yorkshire Three Peaks and or Ben Nevis. So there you go. It's something that we definitely, it's kind of a priority two for our summer holidays, I suppose. Question 11, the last one. Do you prefer to be outdoors when it is baking hot or freezing cold? Well, having lived in Cyprus, in Nicosia, that was baking hot. A heat you could deal with because it was quite dry. So it's the humidity around here, around this neck of the woods of late, that's been difficult to cope with. Do you prefer to be outdoors when it's hot? Well, you know, you can acclimatise to the heat, but it's very off-putting. It makes you feel quite lethargic. Conversely, I've been working in situations where it's been minus 25 and, you know, I've been driving along in a vehicle with very poor heating, and I've actually observed the windscreen freezing as we've driven along, and then the heating packing up on said vehicle and having to gently warm up the windscreen with a lighter. True story, bro. So I've been in both situations. You can actually use the cold to your advantage. It's Phil, some really good questions here, because if it's freezing cold, is it freezing just because it's a cold environment, or is it freezing because it's windy? Because one of the things that really does my head in is the wind. I'm gonna err on the side of cold, actually, because you can wear clothes, and you can do things to keep warm, and when it's baking hot and you're feeling really lethargic, there's nothing much you can do to cool down if you're outdoors. So baking hot is probably going to be the more difficult of the two. Better the devil, you know. Okay, we're back. That was the first part. The second part of three, very quickly, are the questions that I wish my five or more nominees to answer. Those questions are, number one, caravan or motorhome? Question number two, beach or mountain? Question number three, holiday in Spain or holiday in the UK? Question number four, what was your favourite holiday? What was your favourite holiday ever? Question number five, what is your favourite town and city and why? Question number six, book or film? Question number seven, if you and another person were the only people left alive on the planet, who would that other person be? Question number eight, if you were to have any one pet, what would it be and why? Question number nine, if you were to have the chance to learn how to play any musical instrument, what would it be and why? Question number 10, if you were to win £10 million or dollars or euro or whatever the denomination is in your country on the lottery, on the national lottery, what would be the first thing you would treat yourself to? So forget about all the paying the bills business. The first little treat you're going to buy yourself, what would it be? Question number 11. If you were to live life again, what job or profession would you like to do? Okay, so they were the 11 questions. So now we've got 11 random facts. So, okay, 11 random facts. I was in the Cub Scouts and then the Scouts until I found the Army Cadet Force, a more disciplined kind of youth club, which I preferred. Number two, I once abseiled down the Tyne Bridge onto the Tuxedo Royale, as it was known back then, the boat on the River Tyne that was a nightclub. Number three, I do not like hiking in the rain. Some people do. I don't. Random fact number four. I love driving long distances. Number five, I don't like reading books. Number six, I am the son of the former honorary steward and bailiff of Hexham. Number seven, I prefer watching YouTube videos than watching regular television. Number eight, I really don't like being referred to as a Geordie, because I'm Northumbrian. However, I will refer to myself as a Geordie when that person hasn't got a clue about the geography of Britain. Question number nine. I prefer staycations, that term staycations, but I would love to tour the United States of America for 2, 3, 4 months. Number 10. I used to once film, edit and produce a broadcast television segment which appealed for information, which was technically worldwide. And my final random fact is I fully intend to live in North Yorkshire. So my nominees are in the description of this audio boo. Because I've got a couple that, I don't really know if I should or I shouldn't at the minute. So by the time this is uploaded, those people will know who they are. And obviously it's up to them whether they choose to answer my questions and carry on. That's great. Thanks ever so much for listening. And good luck.
All one word. Out.